Let's go back to Oral Roberts. To what degree did he support, and did you meet with him initially, and how did he receive you and the idea?
Al really became Oral's good friend initially. First of all, I'll say this. I believe that ORU, TU, and the Tulsa Public Schools each contributed $25,000 for a study related to the establishment of Tulsa Junior College.
Hmm.
So I give them all credit, TU, ORU, Tulsa Public Schools. But Oral, he became really critical to us because he publicly supported the college right off the bat.
His school had already been
here,
established.
And we're doing a terrific job.
Right.
But he saw the need for Tulsa Junior College. In fact, we were the only place that he would let his full-time faculty teach as adjunct faculty members.
Hmm.
Does that tell you something?
Yeah.
So I always will have good memories of Oral Roberts.
And the community then knew that he was supportive and he was very outspoken about it.
Yeah.
President of TU at that time, Pascal Twyman.
Pascal Twyman. He was good. Gene Swearingen was another one that, you know, had been president and had been dean at OSU. There were a lot of people that were supportive and spoke out in favor.
With Tulsa Public Schools, would Bruce Howell have been part of that at that point or not?
It was a little before Bruce, but Bruce was key. He was very, very important.
Obviously, you found out the needs. You had this product, and you went to the consumer, which would be potential students, to find out what they needed the most. Did you already know that from your Dallas experience?
Some, yeah, because we had to put together a catalog before we opened. We actually published our programs. We didn't have any money for printing, hardly, but we decided to go directly to the people. So we ran ads with just our programs and courses in the Tulsa World and the Tulsa Tribune. That was our marketing. But believe it or not, it worked. And so you could go back from then and see what courses we were offering. We picked that up a lot from Dallas. And we had the traditional pre-university, some of them. But we had firefighting. We had some health courses. We had a little engineering in there. You got to remember, the community didn't think we'd have 1,500 students come downtown. And with that modest marketing and all, we ended up with 2,796 students.
Did you have to sell to the other major institutions the fact that you were not duplicating what they were doing, that you were meeting the needs of businesses?
Yeah, we believed we were meeting the needs of business. And we were charged. We needed to, in effect, duplicate university courses at the freshman, sophomore level, because that was part of our mission.
Okay.
Like
so you,
English, history. The main thing there was to make sure it was compatible with what they offered, and we did a very good job of that. So when students would transfer, say, from Tulsa to OSU or to OU or TU, we worked a lot with the private schools on the same deal early on, so that all those courses that they took that were the pre-university courses, they wouldn't have to mess with them again.
Those major schools didn't see you as competition at that level?
Well, I'm not going to speak for the school, but there were people in the schools that saw us as competition, but the leaders saw us primarily as complementary or not a real threat. We were probably a threat to them money-wise going back, but they weren't too sure if this community college would do much themselves, probably some of them.
Even to this day, they offer, what is it, 14 different languages. Was that from the get-go an offering you began with?
Well, I told you about my trip to New Zealand and the trip to Europe, Middle East. You're talking to a person today that's very global and has been global way before people pronounced the
before
word global.
Before global was global.
Before global was global. Boy, Tulsa was so receptive to these languages with the oil ties. I couldn't believe, and then we even have them coming from ORU. We could teach the right kind of Greek language for them. Because we were large enough, we'd have enough students to be able to offer all these courses, but we'd still have 14 languages. Now, we didn't start with 14 languages.
Right.
We started with three. I think it's the largest program probably still throughout the Midwestern United States. It's huge.